and I'm Frank Morris. In Kansas, GOP primary election night was really a tale of two parties. One in a big fancy hotel ballroom with a live band and lots of VIP soirees upstairs. Conservatives here in Overland Park celebrated a resounding victory. Jim Denning, one of their favorites, says this primary obliterates the one thing blocking Governor Sam Brownback's program of deep tax cuts and conservative social regulation, a group of moderate Republicans working with Democrats in the state Senate.
That back has probably been broken, and there's not going to be a Democrat coalition to work off of in Topeka going forward.
Outside the big gala, Tim Rodenbusch, an elderly businessman with a bright, crinkly smile, was darn near overjoyed at the news about Denning's win.
Oh, hallelujah! Are you kidding? Are you kidding? You know that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I was just talking to him.
Oh, what a relief, because the other guy's a Democrat.
Well, I'm not a Democrat. I've never been a registered Democrat in my life.
Senator Tim Owens, Denning's opponent, says voters were deliberately duped. He's at a party down the street in a motel meeting room with a quiet TV and long faces.
I think it's been brutal.
Terry Huntington, another outgoing moderate Kansas senator, says the race drew unprecedented spending from outside groups, funded on the one hand by billionaire conservative activists, the Koch brothers, and on the other by labor unions.
It's almost like buying elections, if you will.
The Kansas GOP's not getting over this anytime soon. Normally, after a primary, the party throws a unity breakfast. Not this morning. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
He's with our local member station, KCUR.